Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Eric Sue. Hope you're doing well. Today I got a real quick but exciting and fun show for you guys. It is a few days before July 4th, 2015. And the title of this one is called Best 4th of July Slimming and Toning Tips. The weather is pretty good today, and it's going to get hotter here in Chicago. And hopefully it's great weather where you are. Let's just jump right into it today. There's going to be a few tips I have for you guys regarding the best slimming and toning tips. We got some information about future podcasts that are coming up and some upcoming events as well. As a reminder, there is a bonus best abs exercise handout that will be given out at the end of this show, and I'll tell you how you guys can get that. So before we begin, I hope everyone's doing well, and I really appreciate everyone's listening to this podcast. If you have any comments, questions, and you want those answered, go ahead and email me at eric@goality.com. That's goality.com. All that information should be in the show notes. So let's go right into it today. So here's something that you can consider putting together when you're out and about at your events, and it's called the 5-minute workout solution. And what that means is, instead of trying to do a whole 30-minute or 45-minute workout during the day, split it up into 5-minute bouts. And so if you are up and about around 10 o'clock, select any time between that hour for 5 minutes to do some in-place cardio, high knees, jumping jack for 1 minute. Perhaps throw in some strength exercises like chair dips. Complete that for 1 minute. You can also do some push-ups, either on the ground or incline off of a chair. A table that's sturdy. You can always do squats. Bodyweight squats are always fun as well. Choose 5 exercises. Do them for a duration of 1 minute each. Obviously, you can rest, but try to last for 1 minute each. And the intensity, obviously, do the best intensity you feel comfortable with to raise your heart rate. But these 5-minute period workouts can be great ways to just get some type of fitness in during the day. If you are unable to get a whole 30 minutes or 45 minutes in, I love that approach. And select like 5 hours. It could be 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Take a break at 12 and then do it again at 1 o'clock and then at 2 o'clock and then 3 o'clock. And each of those 5-minute blocks will add up. So it's a great, great thing to implement during these active, busy weekends like 4th of July. The other way, obviously, is if you do have time and you're planning some activities, plan some fun activities like biking, trail walking, if you're in the beach or around the pool, doing some swimming, for example, and build your events or your activities around these activities so that you get some type of fitness in. Now, the other area, other side of the equation is obviously your nutrition. And, you know, we're always going to be surrounded by temptation, I guess. And it's okay to have a piece or two here and there. I think that depriving oneself is a little extreme, unless you really are going for something or focused on something that requires a little more strict rules. I'm a firm believer that enjoying life is also enjoying the finer foods, if you know what I mean, as well. It's your call, and the best tip I could give would be just to choose light foods. Light foods, fruits and vegetables, obviously, quinoa, nuts, foods that refresh you versus hold you down. Go easy on the meats, perhaps. Have your meats and seafoods, obviously, but be cautious at the same time. I always ask people to remember to fuel versus feed the body. So just keep in mind what's going to fuel you versus just feed you. And I know sweets can be abundant out there, candy, cakes, cookies, ice cream. Just keep in mind that it's okay to have them. It's okay to enjoy them. Portion control is very important, so keep that in mind. Water, huge, huge water. This area right here, hydration is so important. Yeah, and it's best to have water around. It's best to have water hourly. If you're out and about in the sun, carry a lot of water. Be careful about other beverages that are sweet and so forth. I've been advocating that coffee may not be the best beverage in the world, in my opinion. At the same time, I know people have it, I know people enjoy it, and just know that there are other beverages. There are benefits and negatives. Consider both, and you decide. The reason why I feel coffee can be reduced and possibly eliminated is due to the diuretic effect and the toxic. I don't want to use it in a harsh negative way, but toxic ingredients in coffee that your body recognizes. So it puts your body in a acidic a state versus an alkaline state. So you can read up on that stuff and make a decision. But water, water, water. Keep that in mind. All right. So to summarize, best swimming tips would be to break up your workouts into your 5-minute periods, cardio, do some strength exercises, chair dips, push-ups, squats, getting those exercises in 1 minute each, and break up the whole 30 minute, if that was your goal for the day, break it up in 5-minute increments, and it'll be great. I think that's one way to get it in. Fun activities, create a plan where you'll be biking or trail walking, or if you have a pool or going to be around water, get some swimming in. Great way to keep those muscles active and your body in shape. Now, in terms of the foods, we talked about trying to keep the foods light, fruits, water, or fruits and vegetables, obviously, to keep your gut, as well as how you feel, energetic, and have your seafoods and so forth. Portion control is the key, and then you have your water. Obviously, just make sure that your water is you have your water around and you're drinking water more so than any of the other sugar drinks and so forth with coffee. Okay, so our future podcasts. We've got some people lined up. If you didn't hear the last episode, we're going to be talking about kettlebells, something that I don't really do. However, I think it's a good alternative workout. And so we'll have someone soon to talk about kettlebells. There's another person, too, that I want to just mention that she's has a unique approach to fitness and animals, specifically dogs, and that will be a fun show as well. Okay, just to wrap up real quick, we have the upcoming events. July 26th this month, there's going to be another Fitness Active Day at the Spring Creek Reservoir. Check out my Facebook or Twitter, or if you're on my newsletters, you'll see it there. Facebook, you can follow me at Goality Fitness Club. Just search Goality Fitness Club. And on Twitter, you can find us at Goality. Of course, my website is goality.com, G-O-A-L-I-T-Y.com. And you can find some more information about our boot camps and so forth. Speaking of boot camps, going into the last few sessions for the summer, and so you can check out that information on the website. We've got a few more minutes here, and I just want to remind everyone that if you have any questions or comments, you can email me at eric.su@goality.com. It's really important that if you do have any comments, just send that there, and I'll get back to you guys on a future podcast. You can find us now on Stitcher. That's something new, stitcher.com. It's another way to listen to our podcast in addition to iTunes. If you get to a chance to get to iTunes, reviews are great. 5 stars, wonderful. If you can, let us know how you enjoy this and get benefit and value from it. My wish is basically to help everyone live healthier lives through this podcast and through our interaction. If anyone who is listening is in the area of Chicagoland, connect with me somehow, Twitter, Facebook, and let me know how you're doing with all my tips. Okay, so enjoy your 4th of July weekend. Be safe, have fun, and stay fit. Hope you guys are doing great as usual. Be safe, stay active.